To continue. We have just sailed past Syracuse, the town in Sicily where Puzo was born, our flags and purple sails once again adorning our lines. While anchored there, I gave him a day to visit his old grandmother. She was so proud to see him on a royal Egyptian ship. She stood on the beach and covered her face with her wrinkled hands, weeping. I gave her a present, a small carved box with a necklace inside, turquoise stones set in gold. At this, she started to cry again. "Princess, this is too much for me to receive." I took her hand and closed her fingers around the necklace. "But, madam," I said, "it is not too much for me to give." Then, impulsively, I invited her to come live with us in the palace at Alexandria. The grandmother stood straight up, with a dignity common to those who toil hard under the sun. "Thank you, princess, but I cannot leave my garden or my three sisters." Thank the gods that I understood her Latin and she understood mine. Then I thought in my heart about this woman's humble life and felt honored to have